of the fathers and the thieves, all the preachers and the teachers, all the girls dying to please, all the movers and the shakers, the ones with scratches on their knees.
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're on now. Hey.
We're here. 5 minutes late. That's right. It's the name of the game today.
It is the name of the game. I'm sure we'll make up for it. I'm sure we'll be 5 minutes over anyways.
I know. That just means we have to not talk even more so than we tried not to talk last week.
We've already probably wasted a minute. We haven't even introduced this show yet. That's how we do it.
I'm Mbot.
And I'm Sbots. And you're listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
On CITR
101.9 FM.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah. Are you saying the first part or the second part?
Why don't you say the first part this time? I'll say the second part.
Okay. Today's transmission is transmission number.
We didn't even talk about it beforehand. I feel like this is a big one. Everyone's like a landmark. Everyone's a milestone.
But we mentioned that we were having a milestone this week on our last show, which is that it's transmission number 20.
The big 20.
Big 20.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
High five. Oh, that was real.
That was a real one.
That wasn't. Would you tell me which one sounds more real? Tricky. Tough one. Tough one to call.
You guys figure out which one.
Call in if you want to. First real or fake?
I don't know. Okay, so good on us for not wasting any time.
Okay, let's get to it. Go.
All right, so transmission number 19, and the theme.
What? I thought it was 20.
Oh, shit. I'm reading it off yesterday. Last week. Control off, delete, backspace. Transmission number 20.
Woo!
We just talked about this too. The theme is Dan Deacon. To Dan Deacon, version 2.0.
The bots strike back. Which is really just the last show. It's just us doing the exact same thing we did in the last show, only with totally different artists. Just to show that we can do it.
Yeah, because we joked about how... Because we connected Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon...
In 10 Easy Steps
last time. And while we were doing this show, we were like, we could be doing another entirely different show. It could go anywhere. So we decided to do it again.
And
we should get started. What track number is the first one? I know you told me.
Oh, it's 14.
Oh, okay.
It's the end of the album.
Okay.
All right. So not surprisingly. No. Maybe it is a little bit surprising. We're going to start off with the same song that we ended with on the last show.
Because we've been meaning to play this song for like 2 months, and it always gets cut off, or we don't play it, so we're just gonna play the whole thing. First off, we're gonna start it off.
Oh, did it get cut off last time too? It did, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. Which is why we're doing it.
I forgot why we were doing it. I thought it was just a reminder. But okay, here it is. This is Dan Deacon with
really well.
Get Older from the upcoming Bromst album, which is gonna be released at the end of this month. Yeah, enjoy, it's Get Older.
Why is that not turning on?
The entire song.
I'm so stoked we got to play the entire song.
The entire song's been completed.
I'm also glad that I learned how to turn it on.
It's not turning on.
It's not turning on. I don't understand.
So you just heard Get Older by Dan Deacon. That's from the upcoming Bromst album, which will be released on March 24th. I feel like I've heard some of the album, and it's far. I feel like it's less like spastic as the last one. The last one was just like
crazy. Really? Is it?
Yeah, way more so. I feel like it's more like it has like more build up to those things. They're not as unexpected.
They're not like whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
like, oh my god,
my brain. I don't even know what's going on.
Exactly. These ones, there's a little bit more of a build up before you lose your brain.
Sweet.
Okay, let's start it. My first link is, okay, this is what it is. Dan Deacon toured throughout late 2007 and early 2008 with Girl Talk.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, God, my face melting.
Girl Talk. Yeah, Girl Talk's, I saw Girl Talk play last year and it was like a crazy, like the such a crazy show.
Where did you see them play?
The Commodore.
Oh, where was I?
I don't know where you were, actually.
Oh, that's weird.
You were for sure somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, like, similar to Dan Deacon, he, like, gets everyone to crowd him on stage.
Oh, that's cool.
And he just hovers over his laptop while people go nuts. And he has, like, he was down to, like, his boxer shorts and just, like, a white headband. He looked kind of like Teen Wolf, but when he's not the wolf, when he's just a sweaty, like, Michael J. Fox. like, at the very end of the basketball game or something.
Good reference.
Thank you. I like that too. So yeah, we'll hear something from his last album, which was Don't Feed the Animals. The track is Don't Stop, and it was released on Illegal Arts in last year. And I especially like the song because it includes samples by Michael Jackson and The Cure. It samples In Between Days, which is a real fave of mine. So let's hit it. It's Don't Stop.
Why me crank it, why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? Superman and all. Why me you crank that soldier? 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 Why me you crank that
was a really abrupt ending. We were like in mid-conversation.
We were mid-sentence and we're like, oh shit, it's over.
We have potty mouths today.
Oh, sorry. You know.
It's right, I already did it.
Really? It just slips right by me.
I know.
Okay, that was Don't Stop by Girl Talk from the album Don't Feed the Animals. Yeah, that Cure sample, the best. And it's Beat It by Michael Jackson is the other sample that's in there.
Sweet.
If you caught it.
They also had that Superman song in there, too.
Sure did. Superman. All right, this is my next link. This is a quick one, though. Girl Talk provided a remix, I think it was like in 2007, actually, so 2 years ago now, of Knife by Grizzly Bear. And they both actually played together to like close the Pitchfork Music Festival in 2007, where they did like a live mashup.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy,
that's sweet.
Because they were both there, and as he was playing the Knife remix, Grizzly Bear like came on stage and sang the part of them singing.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I saw footage of it. It looked pretty awesome.
That's awesome. This is a good link.
I think so, too. I'm not going to play the Knife remix, however. But I am going to play something from the upcoming Grizzly Bear album. I can't even... You know what? I'm not even sure how it's pronounced. Vecatimist? That looks good. Vecatimist, which is going to be released not until May, but I feel like there's a lot of like hoopla for this. There's a lot of anticipation for this album to come out because Yellow House was so damn good. So this track is While You Wait for the Others. And yeah, it's great. Enjoy.
While you wait for the others to make it all worthwhile, all your useless pretensions are weighing on my time. You could beg for forgiveness as long as you like, or just wait out the evening. You'll only lead me dry. Yes, you'll only lead me dry. So I'll ask you kindly to make your way. And what was there? On the answers that I'll pretend to find, keeping up with the motions still occupies our time. You could hope for some substance as long as you. Just wait out the evening. You always ask me why. Yes, you'll only lead me dry. So I ask you kindly to make your way. What was left?
Finished.
Oh, little sweet harmonies. Okay, that was, to be quiet, we only listened to like the last like 10 seconds of that song. Luckily I've heard it before.
Sorry.
To be like, that was amazing, hey. But you guys heard it all, so I'm sure you enjoyed it, because it's really good.
You can tell that S-Bot is, this is his, he did the first five, because I have nothing to say about any of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
Well, no, it's fine, I'm just saying.
It's true. This time, yes, it's true. Okay,
that's why
anyways.
I'm always just like, cool, and
awesome.
Then don't say
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that sounded good. Right on.
Right on.
It'll soon be all you. It'll soon be all you.
Ready for a gong show?
You know what? I submitted my songs to MBOT like this morning, my five, and I was first, so she didn't really have that much time.
I'm submitting my five as we
right
speak.
Right now.
Just tell you the secret of radio.
While songs are playing, you have no idea what we're doing. Okay, that was Grizzly Bear with While You Wait for the Others, off of their new album, which will be out May 26th on Warp. This one's a little bit of a stretch, I'll admit, but I thought it was a little bit funny.
Lame bots.
This is what it is, okay?
I don't know what I feel about this.
This is even a simpler link than that last one. Are you ready for it? Here we go. Grizzly bears have handsome fur, I think. And there's a band that pluralized that in the Handsome Furs, and they're great too.
I'm just shaking my head. You can't even see it, but my head.
Grizzly bears have handsome fur. I think that's a pretty good one.
All right.
Yeah, it's a stretch. But you know what? Handsome Furs just had a new album that came out, like I think just last week actually, and or earlier this week I should say. And I thought we should probably play it because it's new and it's CanCon, and it's good. It's really good actually. So yeah, so here it is. This is the Handsome Furs with All We Want, Baby Is Everything from Face Control.
Oh
yeah,
that's a great album name.
Face Control.
Yeah,
yeah, it is a good one. I agree. The cover has like a dog, like it looks like a rabid dog with white eyes, yeah. And then like an all red background. I guess it's having
face
some face
control.
Control also.
I like it.
Anyways, this is it. All We Want, Baby It's Everything.
What's the place we built out of stone?
Okay. Good stuff.
I feel like I'm just cheating.
All right. That was Brand New Handsome Furs with All We Want Baby Is Everything from Face Control. Okay, this is my last link to something else before MBOT has to take over. Okay, this is a no-brainer, but Handsome Furs, like one half of Handsome Furs is Dan Bechner, who is also in Wolf Parade, and with him in Wolf Parade, I guess the other key like songwriter is Spencer Krug, who is in three other bands. He's in Sunset Rubdown, he plays in Frog Eyes, and he's also in Swan Lake, my last link. Swan Lake, who have a brand new album coming out on
super soon.
Yeah, really soon, the end of this month actually, on Jag Jaguar. And it sounds awesome. Apparently this is like more of a collaborative effort than the last one.
Yeah, that's what I read.
I think the first album, they what's it called? Beast Moans. They just like came with their own songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they added texture, and this one they actually like collaborated during the songwriting process.
Who else is in Swan Lake?
Swan Lake is Spencer Krug from Sunset Rubdown, Carrie Mercer from Frog Eyes, and Dan Baer from Destroyer.
Yeah.
What a super Canadian indie super group, hey?
And they recorded this last album on Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
They're so Canadian.
The last one was recorded, like this one coming, I think, which is called Enemy Mine, by the way, named after the movie, which is crazy. You'd think it was something deeper than that, but it's not. It was recorded in Victoria, and then the one prior to that, I think, was recorded in Shawnigan Lake. Actually, I know that it was recorded in Shawnigan Lake. So here we go. This is the name of the track is Spanish Gold 2044 by Swan Lake off of the upcoming album Enemy Mine.
Sad Pelineer is hummingbird on a wire, eyeing the cloth of the sun. Yes, we are nothing but what I was leaving behind. Just collect your poetries and incantations in a bullet full of rhyme. On signs. Thus the desert deserts the earth. I left this bow, but the night stands. Julia was a thousand miles ago. Where you gonna run when the clouds break? And the sun peaks his eye with attitude and eye, and you're set upon and lost, feeling in the fate of ages rocks, feeling in the fate of ages rocks, feeling in the fate of ages. Hex signifiers, iambic, petrifies and rolling shit that we have left behind. On the broken white pages, rocking the pain of ages, looking at your graceless depictions of life. To read, there shall be nothing left to write. Maybe that's when I head on board and jump. I left this boat, but the night.
Vancouver Theatre Sports League presents two new shows at the New Review Stage on Granville Island, opening March 11th. The Tribe has voted. Improviver Granville Island is back by popular demand.
This Survivor parody sees eight improvisers stranded on the remote regions of Granville Island, where they must out-gag, out-laugh, and out-shop each other to avoid tribal council.
Catch Improviver every Thursday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Stretch, the non-stop improv show that squeezes every drop of comedy out of a single suggestion from the audience. It's improv that's harder, better, faster, funnier every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. beginning March 18th.
Hey.
Hey.
We're back.
We're back. There are some monkey noises.
We could have done that ad.
Really?
Well.
Really questionable.
Well, you know.
Okay, so we're going to zip through because we only have 20 minutes.
Oof. Okay, wait. First, heard Spanish Gold 2044 by Swan Lake.
Just to remind everyone, mm-hmm. you're listening to All Awesome in Your Ears
on the CITR
101.9 FM, and I'm Mbot.
And I'm Sbot.
And it's my turn.
Mbot's time to shine.
All right. So, I got to bring it up. There we go. All right. okay. Okay, here we go. It's like a lot of pressure. Okay, so you just heard Swan Lake, and they are on Jag Jaguar, the amazing.
It is so
record
amazing.
Label that's
constantly
blowing my mind. Yeah. And another artist that's on Jag Jaguar is Minus Story. Yep, that's pretty much it. Simple, easy. I'm going to play their latest album, My Ion Truss. And the track I'm going to be playing is called The Way Beyond.
It sounds really heartwarming.
It makes my little heart go like, ee! All right, so we're going to listen to that first. That's my first link.
Good link.
All right, here is Minus Story.
The way beyond, the way beyond.
song.
It was good. I didn't see it taking that twist at the end, though.
No.
Got a little bit rocky.
It did get a little bit rocky, but I liked it. Yeah, we were feeling that he sound... Like, this album sounds a bit like early Death Cab mixed with
The Robot Ate Me. Definitely his, like, vocals are definitely like that, where they're like, oh, it's just something about it. It's, like, so untrained.
And it's super lo-fi, the whole album.
Yeah,
sounds super lo-fi. Sounds it. Okay, so we're just going to keep moving. We can do this in 15 minutes. The Minus Story, they recorded that last album, My Eye on Trust, which is what you just heard the song off of. And the song, again, was The Way Beyond. They recorded that album at Electrical Audio, which is a recording studio in Chicago. And this band has also recorded an album there.
Interesting link.
I know.
Interesting link.
I know. This band is called The Owls. They're very cute. this track I'll be playing you is off of their full length. They have an EP and a full length, and the full length is called Daughters and Sons, but Sons is spelled like the sun. And this track is called Channel. Yeah. Welcome. Now we're going to enter into indie pop time.
Time for
Twee Pop. So we're going to start it off with The Owls, which is a pretty good example of that. This is Channel.
We're back.
Okay, great.
Look at your hair.
My hair is all caught up.
Oh, too good.
Oh, this is going really well. Okay, so that was Channel from The Owls' latest album, Daughters and Sons. And speaking of indie pop, my computer's making noises. My next link has to do with a record label that primarily has artists that are indie pop.
It's one of your favorites.
It is. It's my favorite record label ever, pretty much. The Owls are on Magic Marker Records, which is just... It's based out of Portland, and it's just the cutest bands you could possibly ask for.
Yeah, if your band doesn't play a xylophone, you're not in.
Pretty
They're
much.
They're like, forget it.
And they also, I feel like they just signed this band as well. Magic Mark Records signed Hello Seahorse, which is a band out of Mexico. And they are very cute.
They are cute.
And that is the next link. Don't drop the computer. They just have put out their first full-length album. And I'm going to butcher the Spanish. It's going to sound terrible.
The worst. Try it. Go for it.
Okay. So it's Hello Seahorse with an exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. And I think the album is called Hoy Alas Ancho. That was poor.
It wasn't the best I've ever heard in but for a non-native speaker of Spanish, but I thought it was pretty good.
Thanks. Anyways, this album is really, really cute. And I'm going to be playing you a track called Won't Say Anything.
Mm.
Cutie! Here is Hello Seahorse! Exclamation. They're so adorable.
That was adorable.
Espot also pointed out that that song probably contained every element that I would consider necessary for to make
an, full for eligibility
for indie pop song, except for like you only need one of them to be eligible, but that one had like eight of them. Yeah. There was lots of like doo doos and hand claps and maybe a little bit of xylophone. It was amazing. So that was Hello Seahorse, off of their new album. I'm going to try again. Hoy Alas Ocho. There's no N. I said an N the last time.
You know what? That was noticeably better than the last time.
Thanks. And that the track was called Won't Say Anything. Okay, so Hello Seahorse is playing at... This is my next link. There's a phone. Hello? Oh, hello. Oh, yes. Hello, Seahorse is playing at South by Southwest this year. Oh, thanks for telling me. Click. Yeah, that's it. They're playing at the South by Southwest Festival this year. And this next band played at the South by Southwest Festival last year. Not the best connection, but let me tell you, difficult to get back to Dandeacon this time.
Handsome Furs, Grizzly Bear. Everyone gets one. Hey?
Everybody gets one, especially in this show. So, yeah, that's... I'm going to play some Matmos.
Yes.
Which, I said that right, yes. Because mm-hmm. Matmos played there last year. And this is off of their latest album, Supreme Balloon. And the track I'll be calling you.
We'll call you. We're going to phone you with this track.
It's just like my phone. The track that we're going to be playing is called Rainbow Flag. It's the first track on the album. This album has a lot of 24-minute songs, so we had to pick one that was not 24 minutes. So that's what you're getting. So here is Rainbow Flag off of Matt Mose's Supreme Balloon. Yep.
We'll be right back.
Matmos.
Oh my God, we're gonna do this.
We're gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it.
Just do it.
Oh, P.S. If you want to stay tuned.
Oh yeah.
Maxwell is coming up with Mondo Chastro, but he's not in the room yet, so we're gonna keep going.
We can actually finish it.
Okay, so that was Matmos. You just heard it was Rainbow Flag off of their latest album, Supreme Balloon. And here's the final link.
Do it.
Matmos played the Big Ears Festival this year in Knoxville, Tennessee with...
I bet it's going to be Dan Deacon.
Is it Dan Deacon? Is it Dan Deacon? Oh, it is. It totally is. With Dan Deacon. Amazing. So there you have it.
Amazing.
We did it again.
We did it again.
So that was our Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon version 2.0.
Mm-hmm. The Bot Strike Back.
Oh, so good. We're going to leave you with another track off of Dan Deacon's upcoming album, Bromst?
It must be that way.
Do you want to introduce the track name?
The name of this track is Woof Woof.
When I heard that, I was like, he would make his track name Woof Woof.
Woof Woof.
So that's what we're going to leave you with. So I guess we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We'll see you then. I've been S-Bot.
I've been M-Bot. And this has been
All Awesome in Your Ears. We don't normally do that.
No, let's let's leave. Here's Woof Woof. We love Dan Deacon.
And we love you.
Nerd.
Bye.
End transmission.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've just been giving a tour to fantastic new CITR volunteers. And as I don't have any content right now, I thought maybe we could show them a little bit about what it's like to go on the radio. Would you guys like to have a seat?
We'll just watch right now.
You'll just watch right now? Okay. Well, you don't have to have anything prepared. Basically, these are just the three microphones. They're on right now. They're recording us. And,
Sorry? Do you want me to pull you something?
Yeah, could you pull me a CD, just like pretty much anything? I kind of think I'm boring the listeners a little bit,
I'm going to pick this just because of its title.
Okay, what track?
Three.
This is Electroluminescence. And it's track three. It looks like Rutherford's Rock. Electroluminescence, recorded in Oliphant, Ontario. And who are they on? Black Mountain Music. Basically, we're just picking this, I guess because it has a cool cover. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Maxwell Maxwell with Mondo Trasha. Sorry we got out to a late start. You know, things are going, you know, I'm going to give away some tickets just to spice things up. What do we have tickets to? Oh, yeah, you know what? I've got tickets to Sebastian Tellier, and I'm going to give those away later. I'm going to give them away in, I think, about 15 minutes. So, yeah, I have tickets to Sebastian Tellier Tuesday, April 14th. Richards on Richards, you should come. It's going to be fun. I'm going to give those away at 9:30.